Larry Vazavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme right there, wrapping up Musicians Come and Play. It means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And it is program number 542 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We are coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 32 degrees and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him on right now and say good morning to Mr. Jerry Schneider. Jerry, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Like I said before, the sun is shining here in Chilton, Wisconsin, and things are going quite well.
Well, great. That is great. Well, for the folks that don't know you or haven't heard the previous shows when you've been on with me, you want to give them a little brief history of where you're born and raised, who mom and dad were, a little bit about the family and that. I have a guest in the studio right now, so I need to run out front and see what they need. So I'll just let you have it here for a couple minutes, if that's all right.
Okay, we'll do the best we can here. Well, I was born in the Chilton, Wisconsin area, which is about 80 miles north of Milwaukee and about 45 to 50 miles south of Green Bay. And we're sandwiched right in between that area. I've got four brothers and four sisters. I'm the oldest of nine and I was born in 1939, so that would make me 80 years old right as we speak here. But everything is going quite well for 85-year-old. I still do a three-hour radio show every Saturday morning on KFIZ in Fond du Lac, and it's on KFIZ.com as well. And I've enjoyed polka music all my life, brought up with polka music by our family, of course. And everything is going well with polka music, so we got to keep that going for sure.
Well, that's great. That is great.
I had the band for 54 years and retired in 2021. My son Tom took the band over, and happy he did. Keep things going with the Schneider Band, you know.
Well, that is pretty neat. And boy, what good fortune to get a radio guy on the show when you get somebody in the studio and you're the one-armed bandit here. You're the only one here. So you have to go there and see what they need. And they were just dropping off some information for one of the upcoming shows. And so that all went real well. But I can tell that you're a radio guy because You just give them the word, and they'll take it from there. So that's really neat.
You got to keep thinking of something all the time. What am I going to say next?
Well, isn't that the truth? And people don't like dead air. Isn't that something? But they don't like it when there's nobody talking.
No. And especially the station owner, you don't like dead air either.
For sure. You might get a color correction. Oh, golly. Well, that's great. Yeah, and did you do more radio shows at one time than just the one that you mentioned?
Oh, I did 7 at one time in different stations in Wisconsin and also in Upper Michigan as well. They were on 3 stations up there in Escanaba, Ontonagon, and the one more in the north part of Michigan. Yes.
Okay.
So,
and I know you did a show on the computer radio, Aaron Schulke's station over in Appleton for a while too, and I think Tom took that over, huh?
He took that one over. Yes, that's on WRJQ.
Yep. Right. Yep. Heard you many times on that one too. So yeah, really neat stuff. Well. So, are you still able to play yet? Are you still keeping the embouchure in shape and the accordion still, fingers still working yet?
Well, you know, when you're a trumpet player, you got to keep practicing once in a while. Otherwise, your armature, like you said, you got to keep your armature right there. And I still we had a big fundraiser here in Chilton a while ago. It was on a Monday. And Tom came to me and he said, gee, could you play alongside that? It was on a Thursday or Monday afternoon, yes.
Okay.
And so I played that job and everything worked well.
Well, good. That's wonderful. What instruments do you still play or did you play?
I played the trumpet, alto sax, and the flugelhorn.
Okay.
And
then accordion too, huh?
I bought an accordion for a while.
Okay.
And Tom took over the button accordion, and he did such a good job. So I left him with the button box because he does such a nice job. Clean. He plays very clean.
That's awesome. You bet. And boy, you know, it was back in the 90s. We used to come to that German Fest over there in Milwaukee at Myers Park. And that's when we got to meet you and got to see you and how good you guys were. And of course, your brother Chuck was with you at that time. And I didn't get introduced to the rest of the band, but boy, you guys really did put on a good show back in those days. We sure enjoyed it.
Yeah, we played many, many years at the Milwaukee German Fest. Some years we played all 3 days, then we played 2 days. And toward the end, we played 1 day. Now Tom is back down at Milwaukee German Fest with his 4-piece group, and he played 2 days last year, I do believe.
Oh, really?
And so things are still going well with the Milwaukee German Fest. Yes.
Nice.
And, we played at least 25 years at the Milwaukee German Fest. Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that's such a fun time. You know, it's the last, what is it, the last weekend in July usually is
the German Fest? Last weekend in July. You know, and I wanted to mention, we always met a guy from Minnesota. His name was Bruce Bradley.
Yeah.
I'm sure you knew Bruce.
I did. I knew Bruce very well.
Yeah, he played with, I think the band was called Elpenfest.
Elpenstern.
Elpenstern, is that what it was?
Yeah. And, they were a very, very good band, too. And sadly, Bruce passed away. That cancer got the best of him. But boy, he had quite a storied career. He was in Las Vegas and all over the world, and great accordion player, Cordovox player. So
you bet. You know, and I always give Bruce a lot of credit. He always came over and said hello to us.
Yeah,
always every year. We were down there because their band always played another stage, of course.
Yep.
But Bruce always came over when he was off. He always came over and say hello. Yeah.
Oh, German Fest was known for so many great bands over the years. They'd always bring in bands from Germany, but the local bands. Ray Dorschner was there for so many years with the Rainbow Valley Dutchman. Brian Brigham and the Mississippi Valley Dutchman, we've seen them several times.
Sure.
Really good bands. And then Kick, that young Danny Jarabic, and those guys were really exciting, good, energetic players. So,
they've been down there the last couple of years.
Have they too? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's good to hear. It's nice to see that youth movement there, that there's younging up and keeping the tradition alive.
Of course. You know, and there were some of the bands right out of Milwaukee that aren't anymore. One was called the Sterner der Heimat.
Yep.
And, so many other ones. Harry Kozik and the Red River Boys. God, and they had really good bands. And all of a sudden, I don't know, they just gave it up.
Yeah.
Boy, they sure had some good power.
Oh.
Really good power.
Well, and the nice thing about the German Fest there, the time of the year, on the lake there, on Myers Park there, gosh, those evenings that music just carried in the open air, and it was so nice, and you could stand anywhere on the grounds, and that was a big, big area there.
Sure.
You could hear music all over.
And you could hear it wherever you were. Yes,
yep.
You could.
Yep.
Sure.
And the food was good. Oh, my gosh. I never met a bratwurst I didn't like.
Or chicken or pork hocks or anything.
Yeah, sauerkraut. Oh, all the good stuff. And then a little beer to wash it down. And boy, oh, boy. It come 12 o'clock, and it was time to close it up, and we didn't want to go home yet. Yeah.
That's about the size of it, you bet.
Yeah, sure. We had some wonderful times there. Speaking of that, I'm sure you had some wonderful times over the years at the ballrooms and dance halls through your career too, huh?
Oh, yes. We played in so many different states. Well, mostly local, Michigan, Minnesota, but we got out to Ohio too for Hank Heller's weekend. He had a Christmas weekend he put on every year.
Okay.
Sure, you knew of the Hank Heller band?
I sure did, yeah.
Yeah. And we were out there for about maybe 4 years in a row. He put it out at on the shores of Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right there. It was a big resort. Once he got there, you didn't have to go back outside. The ballrooms, the rooms where you stayed in were all in one building.
Wow. That's awesome.
That was a really great time. Always had a busload of people went along with us, too.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, Jerry, did you have a day job besides playing in the band, or did you make music your full-time career?
Well, you know, I had a very interesting day job for the last 20-some years before I retired. I cleaned beer taps.
Oh.
Tap beer, and the lines had to be cleaned.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's the job I had. I picked up from a guy who got sick and had to give it up. And so I had about 150 accounts at one time.
Really? So you'd travel to all these establishments, bars, and so on?
Yeah.
And then you'd bring your equipment in, clean the tap lines or whatever?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew a few fellows like that did that, and it was a necessary job that had to be done.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that had to be done. We did it every other week. Every 2 weeks we made the round, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, good.
So that's what I did for about the last 20 some, maybe 22 years, I do think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you... When you were talking there and I was visiting with the person out in front here, I didn't get to hear. So when you got started playing in music there, were you self-taught or did you learn it in school or how did you begin?
Well, when I went to high school, I graduated in 1957.
Okay.
And, when I started high school, we had a very good, I loved the band teacher we had. I started playing trumpet, and well, then I bought an alto sax. I was kind of self-taught. I bought a beginner's book, and I self-taught myself on that one, of course. But other than that, Mr. Marvin Huffman taught me to play trumpet, and that's what I was my main horn. Yeah.
Sure. Well, very good. Well, Jerry, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market. And then if it's all right, we'll come back to you again right after that.
Okay, I'll hold on, Si.
Very good. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market. And Lent begins this week on Wednesday, March 5th. Of course, Lent has traditionally been a time when Christians and Catholics have abstained from eating meat or limited the amount that they eat. Not eating meat is a sacrifice or penance for most people. Hats off to those who in this day and age are disciplined enough to do this. Well, everyone knows that it is still important to eat and maintain one's health. The St. Joe Meat Market has a lot of meatless ideas for you. In the grocery department, you will find breakfast cereals, pancake mix, waffles, and syrup, maybe a cheese pizza. In the seafood department, there are numerous types of fish. Also, smoked salmon has become a regular item at the St. Joe Meat Market. Jesse and Ryan do just an awesome job of curing and smoking our smoked salmon. And don't forget the eggs and cheese. The St. Joe Meat Market handles a wide variety of cheese from several different dairies, including Crystal Farms, Dymox from South Dakota, and Bongard's. My favorite flavor is the horseradish cheese. Yum! Some good stuff for sure. As always, for more in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. And we thank you. And Jerry, for being our guest on the program, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We put up a nice package at the St. Joe Meat Market. Send that off to your priority mail. You get it in a day or so. And we hope that you and the wife and everybody around you enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
That worked out fine, and I want to publicly thank you so very much for that all that nice package. You bet. You do a great job.
Well, good. And I didn't hear again before. Is your wife still with you? She's still living, too? You guys are together?
Oh, yes. She just had a new knee put in a couple of weeks ago. So she's walking a little slow now, but she's doing good.
Good for another 100,000 miles, right?
Exactly. New part. Yeah.
Very good. And her first name is?
Karen.
So it's Jerry and Karen. Well, very good. Well, we hope that you guys enjoy the meat package in good health, and we hope that we can do it again sometime. So we want to talk just a little bit about the recordings, and we still have some recordings available by the Jerry Schneider Band. Do you know how many you have offhand over the years? I know, or just CDs,
We had 8 recordings altogether.
8 of them altogether, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Good time doing those recordings all the way back in the days till now?
1975 was the first one. December 15th, 1975.
Really?
That was that number one and number two that you had.
Oh, okay, yeah. Over the years,
but
yep.
I know I'm kind of pretty well off of them, but
they're winding down, huh?
Yeah.
And your most recent one, I think that was the one's called Jerry Schneider Band at the Engler Center, huh?
Engler Center is at our local high school right here in Chilton. That's where that is.
Yep.
And the Engler family, who takes care of the KT bird seed, I mean, they've got the big plant downtown, but they sold it to a company out of California right now, but they donated. They built that auditorium for the high school.
Okay.
I thought that was, and you know, one of the brothers, two brothers, Bill Engler and Mike Engler. Mike Engler calls me every Saturday morning at 6:30 before I go to the radio station.
Really? Wow.
Great friend of mine. He was a year ahead of me in high school.
Okay.
You're behind me, I should say.
Okay.
You're behind me, and Mike calls me every Saturday morning. It's like clockwork.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
And, great friend of mine.
And you guys did a gospel recording, too, amongst those recordings, huh?
Yes, we did. German Heritage, we called it. It's some of the tunes we in there we did in German. But it's all tunes that you could play in church and would be okay.
Yeah, and I think that is really a compliment when you do something like that. I was part of that too here in central Minnesota. A guy that I used to play for back in the 90s and 2000s, early 2000s, he said, you know, he said, without getting overly religious or anything, God has been good to me and to our music and to our band. He said, it's time to give back. And so we recorded that gospel CD. And boy, we sold a lot of copies of that. People really enjoy. And it's kind of to the polka beat. A lot of the songs are familiar. Familiar tunes with gospel words. And it's really true. You know, I think we're only on this earth for, a time. And if you don't give thanks or give back a little bit, you're not really, you're missing the boat, right?
You're absolutely right. You know, Si, I know some people, elderly ladies mostly, mm-hmm. that listen to that recording every morning.
Yeah.
And they tell me that puts them in a good mood.
Yeah. It's uplifting.
Really.
Yeah,
that's no kidding. That's what they told me. Listen to it every morning. Yeah,
exactly. So, yeah, that's really neat. Some of your favorite songs that you recorded over the years, you care to mention a few? I know there's a lot of them.
Well, one we get most requests for is "My Angel Polka" was a good hit.
Yeah,
for us, yeah. And let's be happy that was one of the names of one of our
recordings, yeah.
As well, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were quite a few of you think down the line. Oh, yes.
I've listened quite a bit to the recording Wunderbar, and that one really a good one too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You bet. Yeah. You did some of the singing on those songs as well, didn't you, Jerry?
A little bit, yes.
Okay. Okay.
In the early years, there was a fellow by the name of Bill Halbach. He did a great job on especially the German recordings and also the big band stuff that we did. And then when he had quit, his health gave up on him. And then my brother Chuck took over. And then when Chuck gave up, then Tom took over the lead singing and did a real good job as well.
Sure. So there's been some continuity there.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. Well, time is, like always, kind of running down already. And being in radio, you know how it is. You got to keep that schedule, boy. You don't have dead air. You got to read all the ads and make sure they get all played so the boss is happy and the patrons are happy. So, but in the meantime, I like to ask, and I know you've done this before. I don't remember what you've told us. But as you look back over your career, and you've had a good career, Jerry, one memory that might stand out that you'd want to share with the listeners today?
A memory of my career in the Jerry Schneider Band. Let's see. There are so many.
Yeah.
You're trying to put the right one together here. Let's see. All the good friends that we met over the years, and in 2008, I had surgery. I was pretty sick for a little while, and I got cards from all over the people that we met throughout the years. The names on them, I didn't know a lot of them anymore, but you can pretty well visualize who they are.
Absolutely.
And I got cards. We had a basket that was plumb full of cards, and I thanked them people so very, very much over the years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And there again, the good Lord was good to me. He brought me back again in good life, and from 2008, I'm still going.
Well, good for you. That's wonderful. And, we sure hope that he kind of looks around and keeps a few of us around. We just know that the younger generation, they appreciate some of us older guys.
Yeah.
The experience that we can share with them and kind of guide them a little bit. It's a real compliment to be able to live a little longer.
Well, I would say, and even like with my radio show, my wife, Karen, goes along, answers the telephone. We take requests, you know, birthdays and anniversaries and that. And lots of young people call in. There's lots of young people listening. No kidding.
That's wonderful. That is very wonderful. Well, with that, we're going to let you run, Jerry. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I've told you in the past, if the good Lord is willing that you and I are still here down the road, we'll do it again sometime. How's that?
Well, that sounds good, Si. Thank you so very much, and we wish you the very best.
Well, great. And if you want to hang on, we'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. So have a great day, Jerry.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. And there he goes, Jerry Schneider, our 542nd guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Jerry Schneider Orchestra in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 542nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Jerry Schneider from the Jerry Schneider Orchestra over there in Chilton, Wisconsin, was our guest, and what a wonderful guy. And I'll tell you, what he sounds like is just what he is. He is such a personable guy, so fun to meet, and I've really enjoyed knowing Jerry over the years and just had a great band and, of course, still doing radio work on the station that he mentioned. And so, yeah, just an honor to be a friend of Jerry's. We're at coming up on 14 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 34 degrees here in central Minnesota. One of the songs that Jerry mentioned that he enjoyed that they get a lot of requests for as the band plays yet, it's one called My Angel Polka. Thank you.
ta pekni prosen. Ja voleš mi lasko moj, te dobre visko skruši nosen. Andeličku moj, čo ha spadni hneda, povez prok je lasko moj, tak badlena, ak ne me hleda.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra with the My Angel Polka. Right now it's waltz time with Jerry Schneider, and it's one called the Lois Waltz. Jerry Schneider Orchestra with one called the Lois Waltz. Here's an old favorite. They call it Rosamunda. It's the Beer Barrel Polka, the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. ¶¶
schenk mir dein Herz und sag ja. Rosa Munde, frag doch nicht erst die Mama. Rosa Munde, glaub mir, auch ich bin dir treu. Denn zur Stunde Rosa Munde ist mein Herz gerade noch rein. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel, we've got the blues on the run. Zing, boom, terrero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel for the gang's all here. Roll out the barrel, we'll have a barrel of fun. We've got the blues on the run. Sing, boom, terrero, sing out a song of good cheer. Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all here.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called Rosamunda. Yes, the Beer Barrel Polka. And what a snappy band, a nice German-sounding style band. Here they are with a nice waltz tune, one called Samen. And actually done to a two-step tempo, Samen.
Das Meer, deine Freunde sind die Sterne über Rio und Shanghai, über Bali und Hawaii. Deine Liebe ist dein Schiff, deine Sehnsucht ist die Ferne, und nur Jesus bist du treu, ein Leben lang. Deine Heimat ist das Meer, deine Freunde sind die Sterne, über Rio und Shanghai, über Bali und Hawaii. Deine Liebe ist dein Schiff, deine Sehnsucht ist die Ferne, und nur jedes bist du treu.
The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called Samen, and done to a two-step tempo. Very, very nice. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And Jeannie texting me information for our listeners today. So, she says, if you are thinking about warmer weather, tulips, and longer days, you might have spring fever or what they call cabinitis. And at Jeannie B's Tours. And that's what they refer to it as at Jeannie B's Tours, cabinitis. The 2025 tour schedule is totally planned for all types of adventures. There are one-day outings, including Greece at the Chanhassen on May 7th and June 18th, with limited seating remaining. Spring has sprung at the Minnesota Arboretum. On May 15th, the Everly Brothers tribute show is at the Paramount. On May 20th, or Out Your Back Door Mystery Day Tour on June 4th. On April 29th, you can spend the day at Jackpot Junction Casino on the first of the new monthly Slots of Luck Tours. This tour departs St. Joe with pickups in Cold Spring, Richmond, and Painesville. Maybe a two-day minication is of interest to you this spring. Jeannie B's heads to Jackpot Junction Casino on April 2nd and 3rd for Spring Slots of Luck outing. This tour includes lodging, guide, $50 free slot play per person, a $5 food voucher, and bingo, prizes and treats on the deluxe Trobex motor coach. Call 320-345-1581. Call ASAP because these tours are filling fast. Spring Fling is a jam-packed two-day adventure in the metro area that includes deluxe Trobex motor coach guide, two meals, lodging, Minnesota Arboretum, narrated tram tour, Bachman's, optional Little Six Casino evening, the musical Grease at the Chanhassen, Trader Joe's a mystery stop, and treats and prizes on the coach. Gather your group and register soon. The Spring Branson Music Fest departs April 23rd for 6 days of nonstop fun, sightseeing, 6 shows, 10 meals, and the best Branson time ever. Contact Jeannie B's 320-345-1581 to reserve your seats if you enjoy being entertained. Another exciting tour is departing May 12th and heading to the Ark Encounter Experience. This is an absolute, a must-see-it-to-believe-it tour. Jeannie B will fill 6 days for you with one thing after another for you to see and remember. Travel through Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky while experiencing so many new things. Think spring and register now for the tours that interest you and your friends. Jeannie B's will take you there. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that's all information for you from Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And of course, we rambled through all that information pretty darn quick. So if there's anything that you didn't understand or want to hear more about, give Jeannie a call. Again, her number, 320-345-1581. Jeannie will be happy, or one of her staff will be happy to fill you in on all the details, maybe send you a special brochure or whatever it takes to clarify your questions. But Jeannie is so easy to work with. You will enjoy it. Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. Nice polka tune in our town polka.
Thank you.
Jerry Schneider Orchestra. Boy, a really catchy tune there. One called In Our Town Polka. 27 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock. Music continues with the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. Old Time Waltz Time, one called the Star Waltz. The Jerry Schneider Orchestra. Nice recording there. The Star Waltz. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 35 degrees our temperature and sunshine here in central Minnesota. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's one they call Poochie's Polka. The Jerry Schneider Orchestra, one called Poochie's Polka. 23 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 35, our temperature here in Albany. And yes, I lament every week saying that clock goes double time when we get into this time of the day. Yes, indeed, it sure goes fast. So many more good songs we could bring you. But time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with one called The Schnee Waltz, the Jerry Schneider Orchestra. The Jerry Schneider Orchestra with one called the Schnee Waltz. Yes, they call it the Schnee Waltzer. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.